Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Mockingbird Media is now using the term Pizzagate as a verb. For example, in 2020, NBC News ran the article, "Inside the Campaign to Pizzagate, Hunter Biden." The article goes on to attempt to arrogantly debunk the boogeyman of far-right QAnon conspiracy theories stemming from the alleged pictures on the Hunter Biden laptop of Hunter Biden engaging in his twisted lifestyle with children. Fast forward to post-Epstein death 2023, and those pictures are not only public record, they continue to be ignored by Biden's corrupt DOJ.
The conspiracy theorists.
While the mental toll of cognitive dissonance comes crashing down.
And the craziest fake news of all is something called Pizzagate. People actually believe a conspiracy theory that Hillary Clinton and her former campaign manager, John Podesta, ran a child sex ring at a pizzeria in D.C. This is a lie. This is a lie. If you want news, go to CBS's John Dickerson or maybe the Wall Street Journal.
Investigations by the Wall Street Journal and researchers at Stanford University and the University of Massachusetts Amherst have found that Instagram helps connect and promote a vast network of accounts openly devoted to the commission and purchase of underage sex content. These pedophilic accounts are brazen about their interest, using hashtags like pedo whore and preteen sex to search for sellers of child sex material. And seller accounts often claim to be run by children themselves and use overtly sexual handles.
Meanwhile, a slew of self-anointed champions of the propaganda movement that, quote, debunked Pizzagate or investigated child sex crimes are facing or have faced child sex crime charges. Front and center, James Gordon Meek, a high-profile Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist with ABC News and the New York Daily News, and also held a position as a senior counterterrorism advisor and investigator for the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security, had, quote, debunked Pizzagate. Yet Meek was in possession of thousands of child sex abuse media dating back to 2014, including a video of the rape of an infant female. Meek also networked with other pedophiles and in court admitted to transporting and possessing child sexual abuse material and now faces a sentence ranging from 5 to 20 years. Then there is the hypocrisy of Peter Bright, aka Dr. Pizza, a left-wing Ars Technica journalist that mocked Pizzagate truthers in 2018 while dubbing himself at Dr. Pizza on Twitter. Bright was arrested by an FBI sting after an undercover agent posing as a mother arranging a sexual encounter between Bright and her children, who were ages 7 and 9. During the trial, the defense argued that Bright was under the impression that he and the FBI agent were engaged in age play and that the children were in fact consenting adults. That trial ended in a hung jury in 2020. And back in 2017 in Australia, investigative journalist Ben McCormick, who had made a name for himself confronting an Australian television star over child sex allegations, which led to Robert Hughes being sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Throughout the trial, he'd shown little emotion, but right at the end, when the verdicts were being read out, he started to cry and he yelled out to the jury, "I am innocent." He's shown no remorse and taken no responsibility for his horrendous crimes. But tonight, he's behind bars awaiting sentencing.
Well, Ben McCormick was later sentenced to prison himself for child porn offenses. These examples only scrape the surface into an international billion-dollar child trafficking ring that includes the Biden administration and the Department of Homeland Security.
There was a witness, a whistleblower, who said that the U.S. federal government has essentially become a middleman in a multi-billion-dollar human trafficking operation targeting unaccompanied minors at the southern border. But when U.S. Customs and Border Protection encounters 435 unaccompanied minors per day, drug cartels and traffickers exploiting 60% of these children in prostitution, forced labor, and child pornography.
So where are we now? Well, the facade of those that doth protest too much has been destroyed. We are now in a hyper-spiritual war on this plane of existence with powers we can barely imagine.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. And despite all the deep state's actions and all the dirty tricks and the endless lies and lawfare, because of you and your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, we are still on air and rebuilding more than ever towards victory against the New World Order. And our job's getting easier because the globalists and their system of total tyranny have taken the mask off. They have gone into full offensive mode. And the Great Awakening is here. The Great Awakening of 1776 worldwide, and our identification of the New World Order that you now hear coming off the mouths and out of the mouths of pretty much everybody in the world resisting the globalist. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. That means you are the tip of the spear. All right. I've had more time to analyze the January 6th indictment against Trump, and even mainline analysts agree what I've been saying before it even happened. This is the big one. This is the hanging judge. This judge is beyond a conflict of interest. She worked directly at the firm with Hunter Biden managing the Burisma account. That's the Ukraine money laundering operation and the gas company. You cannot make this up. The famous clip when Hunter was being investigated and Biden said to the government of Ukraine, we're going to hold $1 billion back if you don't fire that prosecutor. Son of a bitch. A couple hours later, he was fired. In fact, let's cue that clip up if we can. So this is just flaunting their corruption in front of our faces. Also, I noticed that when the indictment came out a few days ago at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, MSNBC and Andrew Weissman and all of them had it already marked up, the big long indictment, and just were ready instantly to go on air and cover it perfectly. And they even added when they were on the show, I watched the clip again this morning, oh, wow, we're really just sped read this. It just broke a few minutes ago, but here's our analysis. And, of course, everybody knows Weissman probably wrote 80% of the indictment, and that's what he does. He is in charge. And, of course, ran the whole Mueller-Muller witch hunt garbage operation. So we had Russia hoax. We had election fraud hoax claiming Trump stole it. We had Ukraine hoax, two impeachments. And now the very same crew with this January 6th stuff with, oh, the former head of the Justice Department and Pence, who were all double agents against America, why they're saying Trump knew he he lost. He never really said it, but he knew because they told him they thought there was no fraud. Barr would not look at any of the fraud. And, of course, he was one of Jeffrey Epstein's intelligence agency handlers and formerly basically ran Iran-Contra. So it's an amazing time to be alive. My biggest takeaway, though, is they call one of the 21 lies in there that Trump claimed illegals were voting. And they're like, that's ridiculous. No illegals vote. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm not wearing a stainless steel watch. That's ridiculous. I'm not wearing a blue shirt, a purple blue shirt. Of course, I am. This is next level gaslighting. It is insane. Meanwhile, Biden blames USA credit downgrade on Trump. Oh, yes. Even though Biden has printed 62% of the money. Remember, last year it was 40-some percent. Now, 60% plus of the money ever issued or currency ever issued has been issued since Biden got in. So, yeah, there was some inflation under Trump, but there was a growing economy. Biden has strangled the economy while putting inflation into warp speed despite these massive increases in interest rates. And now they're talking about more increases in interest rates. You don't need to be an economist to know what this is going to do to the economy. So they're squeezing us from both sides. Inflation with rising interest rates and a shrinking economy. But, oh, Biden tells us it's the best economy ever. You want me to subject you to the clips? You see it everywhere. I'm not going to play them, though I have them here. Let me tell you also who's coming up today. I've seen this lady interviewed. She's done impressive work. Lost in Transnation, a child psychiatrist's guide out of the madness. Megrim Grossman, M.D., forward by Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. She's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour today from the great folks at Skyhorse Publishing. So look for that. And, of course, Robert Barnes to give his expert analysis on the country in crisis. And I've noticed a talking point, because I read the comments on Twitter. I read the comments on InfoWars. Mainstream media many years ago took the comments off their sites because it was 90% anti-globalist. And the gaslighting doesn't work as well if somebody can see that nobody's buying it. But I was reading the comments on InfoWars and Band.video this morning. Read a bunch of them. I love to sample stuff there. And people have profiles. You can click on their profile and see the type of comments they do. And the people that spam this, spam it everywhere. They just go, some of the commenters comment hundreds of times a day. And most of the commenters are real people. But the spammers are obviously hired political operatives. And they're all over the site saying, Trump's a traitor. Trump's deep state. This prosecution's all staged. Alex Jones is in on it. He's fake, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is 100% real. That means 100% pig-headed. That means he makes a lot of mistakes and didn't listen to me about the deep state operatives when I warned him. But when it comes to the fact that he cares about this country and wants to turn America around and doesn't believe in turning our energy off and doesn't believe in cutting your children's peckers off, people say, oh, really? He's not. He had the gay flag and he's not against trans people. No, he says if adults, if a man wants to say they're a woman and a man wants to go have their penis cut off, that's your right to do it, folks. But Trump doesn't want to target the children. Did a great job on the border, great job on the economy, great job on standing up to China. I mean, a great job everywhere but the poison shots. That part doesn't matter. He won the election in 2016. He won in 2020. They're telling you you're not supposed to say that or they'll indict you or they'll censor you. And now they're throwing all of these kangaroo courts and this weaponized system. He's facing 500 plus years in jail, bare minimum of all the charges. And it is a globalist coup telling us who we can vote for and election meddling, trying to remove the candidate who gets between 50 and 76%, depending on the poll, of the Republican field. I think Trump's right to say, no, I've been banned on Fox, and I'm not going to do your debate with all the other candidates because they're a joke other than Vivek. Ramaswamy, if I'm saying his name right. Very eloquent guy. You can see he just takes a page directly from InfoWars. I mean, it's literally word for word what I say and do. And I love that. That's the real sign of success. Our understanding of the globalist operation is dead on. Our understanding of how to beat them is dead on. But I digress. You're having your right to vote for who you want to stolen, even if you don't support Trump. This is a brazen coup where they're going to never let us have another free election again like Venezuela or so many other countries the globalists have taken over. And they're then going to go after the Trump supporters. That's not just the U.S. policy of Biden saying we're the main terror threat, that Homeland Security is for the American people and conservatives and populists and Christians and Catholics and homeschoolers and people that protest peacefully at school board meetings. They are on all the channels, ABC, MSNBC, CNN. We played them last few weeks with intelligence operatives saying, well, Homeland Security now's main mission needs to be taking on the Trump people, and we need to go ahead and start arresting them all for their lies. Because the system's losing. That's the last resort of authoritarians, totalitarians that have lost the people of the Ceausescus of the world, is to then come after us for our speech. I mean, we are in a constitutional mega crisis, the likes of which this nation's never been in.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
And put in place somebody that was solid for their giant money laundering operation. I want to say something right now. And I want everybody out there tuned in that hates my guts particularly to know something. I am not your enemy. You are your enemy. Your greatest threat is yourself and the system you built. History repeats itself. History rhymes. And we go through these cycles. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. Or you could reverse it because it's a circle. Weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. And it goes and goes and goes. To have a corrupt, out-of-control establishment that is engaged in child trafficking, pedophilia, cultural promotion, transgender mutilation surgeries, fentanyl deaths, World War III. I mean, the crimes go on and on. How they wreck cities. How they destroy civilizations. You're the bad guys. And I know it's cute and funny to be sucking off the greatest, strongest nation ever because we were open and we were free and we were chivalrous compared to what we are now. We were rugged individualists on average. People wanted to come here to get away from the tyrannies, and that produced all of this largesse and all this technology. And then we become decadent, we become slovenly, and the cycle continues on and on and on. But I look at the people in their ivory towers at MSNBC and NBC and CNN, and they all get with each other, and they all convince each other they're invincible, and they all convince each other that they can just surveil more and censor more and sue more and arrest more and persecute more, and that somehow that's going to make you win. Have you looked around? The mainline opposition, not just here but worldwide, is InfoWars. My mission, my goal to become obsolete because what we understand becomes mainstream is approaching. Now, the broadcast is still needed for over-the-horizon analysis of the next enemy plan and what they're going to pull, and we're still the best at that. But I got to tell you, listeners, with your support, viewers, with your support, we've all done amazing things. all glory goes to the big guy. And I'm not talking about Joe Biden, but God. And every time they persecute Trump, he just gets more powerful because the people see him under attack and they represent the power structure coming after him. That doesn't mean he's a lily pure creature. Doesn't mean I put all my hopes in him. But just the archetype of the corrupt establishment throwing everything they've got at Trump and it always being a lie, always being a fraud, always being a scam is irrevocably destroying confidence in the government, in the country, and in the system. And the mid-level minions and even high-level ones are getting powerful and rich off this in the collapse. But in the end, are creating a society where their money won't be worth anything to even buy anything, and society will be so damaged, we'll be living in a hellscape. Because things have become so culturally and politically and spiritually toxic. But the higher-ups at the IMF and the World Bank and the Davos Group have written countless papers. I've read them on air. I've covered it, how they're creating an angrier world to bring down the old system. They want a doddering, crazy guy that we know stole the election, stumbling around sniffing kids. They want you to believe he's running things and that Hunter's running things. They want you to really believe that's America doing that, or that the FBI is doing that, or the Justice Department's doing that. No. Those are captured, hijacked institutions. And I've used the analogy, I'll use it again. If you're on a plane in the Middle East, flying, say, from Egypt to Israel, and a guy jumps up and says, I've got a bomb, do what I say or I'm going to detonate it. And another person pulls out a pistol and they go take the cockpit, and they pistol whip the pilot and co-pilot and put their uniforms on. They're not the pilot and co-pilot. They're terrorists that have hijacked the plane. And we're on a hijacked runaway plane, train, bus, whatever you want to call this thing. And I look at the delight and the enjoyment of the establishment minions while the country burns down, figuratively and literally around them, as the dollar's devalued, as the energy's cut off, as crime explodes, as the police are defunded, as Soros DAs charge people that defend themselves. And I sit there in horror for everybody, because we're all in the same boiling pot together. And I look at the minions of the system, and they're totally disconnected from that and believe they're insulated and believe they're going to be protected. And it's been done through successive approximation. Just like you'll go to an NFL game, and sometimes the fans of one team will attack the other fans because it's tribalism. But it's just a football game. Well, it's the same thing with this politics. The Democrats hate the Republicans. The Republicans hate the Democrats. And the Republican blue bloods at the top are working with the Democrats against Trump. Fox News is working against Trump, working against the American people. But they're all pretending like they're on the winning team because they're with the establishment. And the establishment has a long-term plan that we're now far into to absolutely end the industrialized society as we know it and forcibly depopulate. And how many football and basketball and soccer and Hollywood stars are dead or dying from the shots? They didn't get a memo not to take it. Even high-level politicians are taking the shots and getting sick because they're not getting a memo, because the highest levels of them is just a puppet system, because they made themselves puppets, because they got their jobs, because starting at the bottom and going up, they were yes men and women and did whatever they were told. And then you've got the crazy technocrat globalist on top orchestrating it all. But because of myself and many others, their program's not going to work. They've been identified. And so to the minions and to the controllers, I'm going to tell you, your execution of this is not going well. And it's going to destroy civilization and take the globalists with them. And I'm telling the globalists, you can see that. Your own memos admit you're losing. Stop. Back off now.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
To really know how diabolically sick and wicked and twisted, words don't even describe it, the globalist mad scientists are, we're going to take the deep dive coming up in the second hour today with an expert on the transgender cult and how they plan to mutilate tens of millions of children once they get this program fully launched, and just the mass carnage and suicide that it's already caused. And then when they turn around and commit suicide, the system blames us for trying to save the children that they butchered. That's coming up next hour. But really the big takeaway on the Trump indictment is this. Trump has terrible lawyers. And this judge is a kangaroo judge. It isn't going to let Trump put on a defense of Podesta and the New York Times and a battle plan to do everything Trump did and then 10 times more, including even the Supreme Court ruled that Trump was the president and that Biden lost. They were going to have an alternate inauguration and had plans to have blue states secede. Covered that yesterday. I covered it back in the time in 2020 when it came out in August of 2020. And I'll show you those articles and documents again. How can Trump not sit there and read that there was a plan that Biden was being advised by Podesta on and Obama to have states secede and create a new country? Talk about divide and conquer. Talk about civil war. And then Trump tries to have a 10-day investigation in the Senate and show the numbers and have that investigation. And they're calling that illegal and saying for lying, which he wasn't, we are now going to put him in jail. Now, the new clips have come out, and just like Media Matters got low-res videos that were somehow pirated out of their computer system, where people shot footage off the screens, somebody on the inside at Fox or with Tucker's people, I don't know who. I haven't talked to Tucker in like a week. Need to call him. He probably doesn't know. Has leaked the January 6th information with whistleblowers that he was fired in part for. We also then have hearings where they have the head of the Capitol Police, Stephen Sund, saying, we asked for National Guard, Trump asked for National Guard, and if you remember, Milley said he would resign because we're not, quote, putting troops on the street. Trump asked for 10,000 National Guard. They were worried about violence and Antifa attacking. They said they were going to attack. We went in there thinking we're going to show our numbers, have a demonstration to show that we think there's fraud. We want an investigation, peaceful demonstration, First Amendment. And we were worried about Antifa attacking. That was our main issue. We're not going to go out and attack people. That's not our MO. We're not going to go out and invade the Capitol. So they set us up with D.C. police helping Antifa operatives and CIA operatives, we now know, who are now working in Ukraine. Jaden X, clearly, in my view, for all the research. And the Ray Epps is out there going to the Capitol, and his text messages, I orchestrated it, ramming signs into the first line to get the first breach going. And Ray Epps walks free. Notice a few weeks ago, they said, oh, in their lawsuit against Fox, they say they've been told Ray Epps will be indicted. They don't tell you you're going to be indicted. They tell you you're a target. That was psychological to make people think, oh, Ray Epps is finally getting indicted. Don't hold your breath. And if they do, it'll be like Sam Bankman-Fried and the FTX, where I predicted when that happened 6 months ago that they would drop the charges, and they've dropped the charges. Because he was money laundering for the Democrats and for the CIA. Tens of billions of dollars. And they're so arrogant, they're not even going to burn their minion. They're allowing FTX to reconstitute and start up again. Under a new name. It's all about thinking you don't have a memory. Oh, Ray Epps is indicted. No, he's not. Oh, FTX is indicted. No, they're not. Not anymore. And people tell me, hey, at least they indicted Ray Epps. No, they didn't. And I told you a month ago that story was disinformation. So he walks free, ramming signs into people, saying go in, saying he orchestrated his text messages. He's a wonderful person. And now we have the Capitol police head. And folks, I was there. I know the Capitol has giant loudspeakers. I've read about the security measures there to say evacuate the Capitol. They have them in every hall. And that night they turned them on, and you can hear it five blocks away. This has been declared an emergency area. Anyone in the area will be subject to arrest. Leave the area now. Leave the entire Capitol complex and areas around it. Leave the area now. I ate in a restaurant like five blocks away. You walk outside. Leave the area now. now. Look at the area now. We drove down there, shot video of it, showed you. We were on top of the roof that we'd rented with the rest of the media. You could hear it blaring at 600, 700 yards away. I go to the police. We're trying to get them to go on the loudspeakers. And I said, well, then let me go up to the top of the steps and let me bullhorn and say, come off the steps. And they said, they came back and they said, our superiors aren't responding to us. They said, you can go up there and use your voice, try to stop them. It's all on our body cams. We had 12 security people with body cams. We have that. Oh, but the feds don't want that. They reached out and said, we want you to come in and talk to us. And we said, oh, sure. If you give me total immunity, I'll be happy to come tell you how innocent everybody is and give you the body cams. Oh, no, they don't want the body cams of me going, listen, you got to get on the loudspeakers and tell them get out of here. This is before Ashley Babbitt got killed. You got to believe me, if they started blaring on that emergency system they've got in the Capitol, you know, the nuclear war's starting or if there's a tsunami, whatever the cases are, leave the Capitol now. This is an order. This is an illegal demonstration. That you must leave. You've seen the police at events where they show up the armored vehicles and the yellow rads and they say, this has been declared an unlawful assembly under code such and such, such and such. You have 60 seconds to leave. They sent half the Capitol Police, skip the break. They sent half the Capitol Police away that day for crowd control at the D.C. police request. And now we know from congressional reports and videos and congressional hearings that there were hundreds of Capitol Police up against at least 1,000 provocateurs posing in different groups, but mainly Antifa and Capitol D.C. Police. So the Capitol Police were set up. They were the victims. The D.C. Police, those cadres, dressed in black, were ramming through and going through, and they breached the Capitol itself. Ray Epps and others helped break through the first layer with the signs on video saying, go in, ramming the signs. Owen Schroyer went up the steps with me to help bullhorn and get folks off. He was charged for going up those steps when we were directed by the Capitol Police to help. We rendered aid. They were victims. The majority of the Trump supporters were set up and were victims. You didn't know what was happening 100 yards in front of you in the crowd. But I knew people would get killed. I could figure out. I said, this is going to be a Kent State. Don't go in. Thousands and thousands heard me and didn't go in. I hadn't been around the Capitol on the northeast side where we had a permanent place for Trump to come where we thought we were going. I said, come around to hear Trump. Don't go in. You're going to get killed. Don't be violent. But tens of thousands of others in front of me couldn't hear. And by then, the Capitol Police, we have video of that. We should make a documentary, just a 10-minute one on this, waving them in. Many of those people that were waved in and were peaceful and walked in the velvet ropes that are so famous, through the rotunda, through all the statues, through all that beautiful marble, they were very polite, very nice. Charge, 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 just because they were wearing Trump outfits.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Said they are going to do. There is a cover-up according to the Capitol Police Chief. Let's say it again. There is a cover-up according to the Capitol Police Chief. There is a cover-up according to the Capitol Police Chief. There is a cover-up according to the Capitol Police Chief. And he said what I said. We were not given orders. Basically told to stand down. We would not given the officers. They had half the officers that day they normally have. How obvious is that? And then here come the D.C. police, hand-selected goons, breaking into the Capitol. Sure, they can get a fight with the cops going and Ray Epps and all that and break through the first outside lines. But the Trump supporters were fighting people and fighting the cops. Dressed as plain clothes, say, you're a Fed, stop, and battling them to keep them from going into the Capitol. And did you know the people that fought the plainclothes police have been convicted and put in prison, some of them? Say that again. People that fought to keep the Capitol from being breached and the windows broken out and the doors opened have been charged, and no one wants to release the tape. Because reportedly some of the cops got hot later and pulled their mask off, and they confirmed, according to our Capitol sources, that it's feds. And what we need, and D.C. police, what we need Congress to do is not say McCarthy's going to release the footage and never do it. But McCarthy has the face scanning technology. He's now the Speaker of the House. He's politically in control of it. They need to release that, and they need to move for hearings on those subjects. And it's already begun, but it's a day late, a dollar short. So let's do this. Let's play the Ray Epps compilation. clip six. What's clip six? It's clip six. 17. I don't know why it's moved to the other page. Okay, so play clip 17 first, then play clip 2, and then start playing Senator Jeff Markley, asked former U.S. Capitol Police Chief about FBI intelligence report that they were denied and not given. So they don't give them the intelligence report. They send half the Capitol Police away. They don't give them the National Guard. They don't give them orders once it all starts. They don't tell them to get on the loudspeakers. And then they tell them, go ahead and open it up and wave everybody in. You could not make up a setup like this. Here it is. Back to back.
He's right. Keep your focus. Keep him. We already tried that.
I respect that.
We Creek, Arizona.
That's where I live. Are you my neighbor?
We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
No!
Peacefully. Fed.
We are going to the Capitol.
Restrained and rational and not give an overstatement, obviously, but the facts that you're describing are shocking.
No, the reason why I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, why did you write this book? I try to do what I can to get the truth out.
Yes.
You know, they didn't want me to testify in February 23rd at the Senate hearing. They don't want people that are still currently in positions. Well, actually, I had to go in and talk to a friend of mine on one of the oversight committees saying, I will come there in person. I want to be there. I want to testify. So I'm glad you think I'm reserved. I'm, you know, to be honest with you, I'm a little pissed off because if people were reporting the intelligence correctly, if I was allowed to do my job as the chief, I got a significant experience. If I was allowed to do my job as the chief, we wouldn't be here today. This didn't happen. Then see how you're lambasted in public. And it's all, you know, everything appears to be a cover-up. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when you look at the information the intelligence that it had, military had, it's all watered down. I'm not getting intelligence. I'm denied support National Guard in advance. I'm denied National Guard while we're under attack for 71 minutes. You're in a fight?
Yeah.
A fight for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, one
wears
minute.
You out.
1 minute.
I was going to say, 60 seconds, 3 minutes. Yeah, let me tell you, it wears you out. My officers were fighting for 80 minutes before the protesters.
Can I say, so you described this as a failure to get the intelligence of the people who needed it, but it sounds like worse than, it sounds like they were hiding the intelligence.
And that's what I'm getting at, is could there possibly be that actually did something to happen and kind of wanted something to happen? It's not a far stretch to begin.
Well, I don't know what the other explanation is.
You know, it's sad when you start putting everything together and thinking about the way this played out. It gets concerning. What was their end goal? You look at what's happening. Was that their end goal? I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's no question that what happened on January 6th has really helped the Democratic Party. It's bravely politicized the U.S. military and the intelligence agencies and the FBI. And those are all, I think, bad for America and violations of the Constitution, but they're all good for the Democratic Party. That's a fact. Like, that's what happened.
Absolutely. And I write about that because as a cop of 30 years, I'm a rule of law type of guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason that Lady Justice is depicted with a blindfold. So if you cut that blindfold off, the fairness of our legal system goes out the window. And that is exactly what has happened. They have stripped that blindfold away from Lady Justice, and it's not perceived as being fair anymore.
Son, on January 4th, MPD arrested the leader of the Proud Boys for destruction of property and possessing high-capacity firearm magazines. And on the following day, on January 5th, the FBI issued a report through the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which includes going to the U.S. Capitol Police. And that report noted that on far-right media, the threats included things such as the comments such as, "Be ready to fight. Congress needs to hear glass breaking. Doors being kicked in, blood from their BLM and Antifa, slaves, soldiers being spilled. Get violent. Stop calling this a march or a rally or a protest. Go there ready for war. We get our president or we die. Nothing else will achieve this goal." Did you get that FBI intelligence report?
So to address that right when we started, the United States Capitol Police Department did get that report. I was just advised of that in the last 24 hours. That report made it from the Joint Terrorism Task Force over to our Intelligence Bureau, over to a sergeant there, and ceased moving forward at that point. No leadership, myself included, over at Capitol Police was made aware of that at the time of the event.
So there is, you've referred in your testimony to the individual who is the head, John Donahue, the director of intelligence on the U.S. Capitol Police. And did he receive that report, but he did not pass it on to you as head of the USCP?
Again, I have no knowledge that he received that report. I've been told it went over to a official the rank of sergeant and didn't move any farther from there.
Okay, that's very concerning. Were there not procedures for the head of the intelligence on the U.S. Capitol Police to get the intelligence report?
And the answer is yes. And the answer is they were obviously controlling things. And then they go on to talk about not being given the National Guard. Ladies and gentlemen, I was there. I witnessed it. You can see all the footage. You can witness it. This is a setup. And now they're branding the entire American populism movement, the Christian conservative nationalist movement, as terrorists. And saying Homeland Security is now for us, and we can't question future lockdowns or open borders or human trafficking or anything. Elections, you name it. This is what a coup looks like over the country. It's so incredibly dangerous. We've got a huge guest next hour. After they leave, we'll get more into this with Robert Barnes in the third hour. Remember, the way we reach new people is you spread the word about Infowars.com/show. Share the links, share the clips, band.video. You are the Paul Revere's. It's up to you, and I thank you for the great work you've been doing. I see it. You're doing an amazing job. Let's intensify it. Separately, we're funded by you, and we are in the black, and it's critical during this Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 reorganization that we be in the black substantively for it to go through and InfoWars to stay on the air. Right now, we got about a B-plus in getting this done. I want an A-plus. A lot of the decisions on this are going to be in the next few months. So now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get books and get films and get high-quality supplements all in stock, ready to ship to you right now. You can order online at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for 5-6 months. All the vitamins, all the minerals, so good for your body, a bestseller, key amino acids, everything you need in one scoop, makes a whole big old container, pitcher of amazing tasting fruit punch, great for children, great for adults, particularly old people need this. It's back in stock, 25% off. We have colloidal silver finally back in stock, 30 parts per million silver bullet, the original from the best lab in the country with private label, InfoWarsStore.com. We have even stronger 3,000 parts per million CBD oil that's still good for neurological systems. That's Rebel Zen. Find it all at InfoWarsStore.com. I guess it's 33% off.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
For